Welcome to the Casey Kohar Show, a celebration of words. Our guest today is Jennifer Haig, the author of two novels, Mrs. Kimball and Baker Towers. And first of all, Jennifer, welcome to the show and thank you for being a guest.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
First of all, let's put a plug in for the appearance you're going to be making at the Thurber House, which will be on March 15th at 7:30 p.m. at the Columbus School for Girls. And that information on the appearance and on the Thurber House is available on the website, and that will be next Tuesday night. Now, have you been in Columbus before, Jennifer, on any of your travels?
Yes, I have, actually. I was a visiting writer at Ohio Wesleyan a couple of years ago.
Oh, great. Now, tell us a little bit about your career prior to writing Mrs. Kimball, which was your first novel published by Morrow in 2003, which won the Penn Hemingway Award for Best First Fiction. If you would, tell the listeners a little bit about your life prior to the publication of your first novel.
Well, I spent about a number of years really learning how to write. My focus in those years was reading, lots of reading, and writing some short stories. I did lots of different kind of work in those years. I did everything from waitressing to teaching yoga to cleaning office buildings at night. I worked briefly as a magazine editor at Men's Health Magazine and later at Self Magazine, and moved around a lot. I moved 8 times in 10 years. It was really just filling up my tank with things to write about in a certain way. Like a lot of writers, I developed an interest in writing at such a young age that I didn't yet have a whole lot to write about. So it took a little while for experience to catch up with motivation. I've always wanted to write, and it wasn't until I started Mrs. Kimball in 2000 that I really felt I had a story to tell.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's an important point to mention for aspiring writers, is that there is a certain amount of life experience that I think goes into the writing of good fiction, and people shouldn't give up too quickly or too early thinking that they're going to graduate with a bachelor's degree or an MFA and immediately join the publishing world as a published author and live happily ever after. It really does take some time.
That does sometimes happen, but it often ends very badly. I have a lot of compassion for writers who are published too early. I think it would be a terrible feeling to look back at your first book and be mortified. And I think if I had written a novel at 20 years old and had the misfortune to have it published,